Hey.
It's Anna.
And Shereen. And this is episode 9.
Yes. So this episode, we're going to talk about our experiences with our own languages and growing up speaking those languages.
Yeah. And we're also going to give you a brief little insight about what it's like to be under LCC, the president of Egypt.
We're going to talk about the Saudi Arabian king and how he's basically having all his critics arrested. Say, what? That's me
Super
and Shereen.
Super casual. And then we're also going to talk about this fucked up bank in Kansas arresting an Arab family.
Yeah.
Because of nothing. Just nothing. Maybe
yes.
Nothing.
And we're going to do a quick Qatar update. And I mean, like, super quick.
And then we're also going to talk about Palestinian cultural appropriation that happened at New York Fashion Week last week.
Yes. So, and you will witness my slow mental demise on this episode. Woo!
She's insane, y'all!
Stay tuned.
Help!
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pets? Why were we born? We are ethnically ambiguous.
Yo!
Hi! Am I being too loud?
Anna! Can you hear me? Anna!
It's me!
It's me!
It me.
Shereen.
No, I'm Anna. I said it me, you said Shereen. I'm Anna.
I wasn't replying for you, I was saying it's me, like my name.
So, I'm not a very good singer, but I thought I would try and just sing this entire episode.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time. I mean, now is as good of a time as any, you know? Really, do things you're afraid of every day. Isn't that what some bitch said?
I can... What?
Some white bitch probably was like, do things you're afraid of every day. Isn't that something that would be on her Tumblr or like Instagram?
Are you threatening me?
You're not a white bitch!
No, but you're telling me to do something something every day.
Something you're afraid of every day.
How dare you continue to threaten me? I'm gonna take my shoes off.
I'm sitting on the floor, so I have no problem with that.
I used to be alone.
Okay, so this is episode 9. starting off great.
Holy shit, we've hit 9 episodes.
Our last single digit episode.
Our last single digit episode.
For a while.
We will not be continuing this show after this episode.
You can't divulge that information.
You guys, we had a great run, but so sleepy.
She is very sleepy. She just got off of a flight earlier, a couple hours ago.
From Atlanta!
She's wearing a shirt that says Atlanta on it.
Twice. It says Atlanta twice on it.
Yep.
I brought my boyfriend a t-shirt too that said ATL, and his exact words were, "No, I'm not wearing that.
I'll wear it. Give it to me."
He's like, "I don't rep Atlanta." And I was like,
what?
"Ew, nobody reps Atlanta. It's just a t-shirt." It's not like all of a sudden you have to go and live in Atlanta.
Wait,
like,
you never gave me that gift you got me from.
I know. I think I lost the gift I got you from Portugal. It's somewhere in my house and or. Because I bought it before I moved.
Right.
We don't know where it is now that I moved. Well, it's probably in my car.
What was it?
It was a slingshot. I know. It's
so
you.
Cool.
It's so you.
That's so cool.
I like saw it at a flea market. I was like, ugh, that fucking tomboy ass little child boy thingy.
Me?
Honestly, remember that time you sent me a Snapchat of a little boy skateboarding? And I was like, you wish that was you. And you were like, yeah.
You know me better than a lot of other people.
Yeah, so I saw a slingshot in Lisbon, so I bought it for you.
That sounds so cool. Please try to find it.
I think it's in my car. We should go through my car after this.
I will.
And if you could bring a vacuum, that'd be great. Maybe we could do like a quick cleanup while we're there.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. Thanks for sticking with us for 9 episodes, y'all. It's been a wild ride.
And if you're new to the show, where the fuck have you been?
This is Ethnically Ambiguous. I'm Shereen, and that's Anna. I'm pointing to her.
And I'm Clarice, and Anna is also here, but she will not be speaking on this episode.
She's the silent one.
Do you guys think I'm crazy? Tweet at me if you think I'm crazy. R.I.P.
my mentions. R.I.P.
my mentions.
Millennial garbage.
Globalist cuck is actually what I go by.
Right. But that was another episode, and if you guys haven't listened to it, you should. Plug! That was a plug.
Go back and listen to our entire archive of 8 episodes.
Well, no, someone did ask me, like, oh, what episode should I start with? And I'm like, all of them listened
to. Yeah,
I
did see that.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you expect me to say? Like, oh, this one's the only one I want to listen to.
Shireen's out here on Facebook straight coming after people who are like, I would love to listen to your show. And she's like, bitch, why haven't you? And they're like, okay, should, what?
But we have a lot to talk to you about today.
Do we?
Because a lot happens all the time. And, well, I guess we could start with this. One of our followers tweeted at us that she wants her name, or Samar, at Sumabis. She wants to hear about our relationship with our heritage or native languages. And I think that's an interesting topic. I think we should hash it out. Anna is singing.
I can actually only hit high notes. Is that weird? Because like my voice is so deep, I can't actually sing in a deep voice. But I can sing like this.
Whoa.
My parents put me up for adoption at a very young age.
My parents told me I was adopted from a very young age.
What?
It's a long story. So
I'm just kidding. I was not adopted, though my father sometimes, I think, wishes he put me up for adoption, because sometimes I'll be talking to him and he'll look at me like I'm absolutely insane. And all I'm doing is asking for tons of money. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, normal things. Normal parent dog.
Okay.
Things.
Tweet at me. Do you think my dad should give me $1 million? I think yes. Tweet at me your thoughts.
You should just make a poll. They have those things on
Twitter. I also changed my Twitter handle. It's now my first and last name. Before it was Anna is Comatose.
Which I thought was funny, but I think Anna.
But next week I'm going to New York to IFP, and it's Independent Feature Program, which is, I'm going to go pitch a TV show. No big. I'm fucking terrified, but.
Yeah, humble brag.
Humble brag! R.I.P. Harris Whittles. But I had to change my handle because I was scared.
Scared?
That they might think I'm comatose and not buy my show. It's not my show, but I'm going to go pitch it.
I mean, I don't know if that
Shout out to Lila Yamtube!
Ooh, snaps
to my
you.
Director.
I don't think they think you were in a coma, but good for you for changing it, I guess.
Well, I've been tweeted at and people go like, oh, best wishes. Hope you make it out.
Wait, really?
No. Could you imagine if I was constantly just getting like condolences and like best wishes tweets?
She's a great girl. Who's managing this account now?
What if every time someone was sick, you had to change their Twitter handle to like their name and then is sick? So you have to be like, oh.
Or like if you're dead, like Anna is dead.
Yeah. You said that is dead, is in coma, is sick. Hospitalized to the end of your Twitter handle.
Is in the psych ward.
Lost their mind.
Yeah. Anyways, it's really something I'm going to think about for a long time. you know I'm going to be like thinking about that when I go to sleep. Our languages. So my first language was Arabic. And I grew up like pretty much bilingual. My parents spoke Arabic to me and I learned English. Well, my mom actually bought us Hooked on Phonics, which was really cute.
Oh, same.
I know, right?
That was so 90s to make your child do Hooked on Phonics.
Dude, they were fun. I liked it.
I'm sorry, Matt, were you shaking your head? Yeah, yeah. Matt, our engineer, has also recently learned to read and we're all very proud of him. And I just want to say Matt has gone off the crack. He kicked the habit. He's doing so much better.
Yeah, you look great, Matt. Sober life.
I know, but I'm going to say, that crack made you so thin, girlfriend. I might try that.
Anna, you've been in LA too long. If you're thinking of crack as an alternative to
well, no one's letting me do cocaine anymore, so.
It's bad for your sinuses. And, so I was born in Anaheim, but when I was a month old, we moved back to Syria. So that's how Arabic was my first language. And then my mom bought us Hooked on Phonics and yada, yada, yada. But Anna, you were raised bilingual too, but you learned Farsi because you're Iranian, correct?
I'm Chinese, and you know that. Yeah.
Okay, well, good talk.
I think it was my first language. It's not clear. My parents refused to acknowledge me, so it's hard to know what I really started speaking. Probably Iranian because, excuse me, Farsi, because my parents spoke Farsi, and...
Yeah.
That's kind of what
if
we did.
If your parents are speaking to you in a language, that's probably the one that you learn first, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I was born and raised in America. Like, I never lived in a foreign country. I spent like a month in Iran every 2 years.
Mm.
And,
So what was your, how would you describe your relationship with Farsi and or Persian culture then, heritage, being someone that lived mostly, like, the majority of your life here?
Sorry, I'm just, like, mouth breathing so hard right now.
Mouth breathing?
Mouth breathing. Like an aggressive mouth breather. I'm sure Matt knows this. I'm constantly...
He has to edit out every breath he takes.
I'm just, like, always, like, breathing so heavily from my mouth. I had this very emotionally abusive and a verbally abusive friend in college who'd always call me a mouth breather.
You keep dodging my questions.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about? Do we have tissues
languages
in here?
Yeah, right here.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm like an emotional mess.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I don't know if anyone saw that, but Matt just threw a tissue box at me.
we're kidding every time. Matt is the best, and we love Matt. He does do crack. Or did.
I read the Yelp review Matt left on me, and...
It's like the Black Mirror episode where you, like, rate people and, like, you leave reviews.
Yeah, and he rated me, like, one, and he was like, could be better.
It was lackluster.
Terrible attention span. Never showed up to a podcast recording even remotely on time. Am I projecting? Okay.
Anna.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Languages. I'm literally looking at a photo of myself right now, and it's so hard to focus.
Wait, what?
It's just so beautiful. It's just on our Twitter. No big.
Wait, focus on me. That was okay. I regret saying that.
I'm fully focused.
Right at me, into my soul.
So yeah, my parents spoke Farsi. I spoke Farsi. So my parents sometimes think I can't speak Farsi.
That's rude.
Because then they'll just kind of start speak. Okay, so more so when I was in college, mm-hmm. and there was like 3 years I didn't go to Iran because I was in college. 4 years. Basically, I did not go to Iran when I was in college because I was, like, very busy with school. And, like, so my parents would go and they would never invite me. So, like, there was a 4 year break because growing up, I went, like, every 2 to 3 years. I would go for, like, a month. And it's usually during the summer for me because I had school. Mm-hmm. And then it was just, like, 4 years I didn't go. And, like, for some reason, I guess because of my parents... At home, they speak, like, Fanglish, which is, like, Farsi English. Like, if you talk to my mom, like, half the words she says are in English and then half are in Farsi. It's just, she's Americanized. She's been in here in America for, like, 2 years. I'm just joking. She's been here for, like, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So she's chilling. So, like, that's just how they speak. And so, like, I think they just thought I forgot to speak it, even though it's, like, no, I can understand exactly what you're saying.
And the thing is, usually, even if you don't speak it that well... You understand it 100%.
Yeah.
It's not...
So, sometimes they'll just be, like, talking about me, and it's like, what are we doing here? Like, first of all, you just spoke to me in Farsi, so you know I can understand you. And, like, what are you doing? You think I can't understand you? And then, like, I went to Iran after college for the first time, like, maybe, like, March the year after I graduated. So, mm-hmm. like, it had been, like, 7-8 months after I'd graduated. And my dad, my mom told everyone in Iran that I couldn't speak Farsi anymore. I don't know. My parents live on a different realm of reality, apparently. Or maybe I do. It's either or. Well, anyway. But, like, and so, like, everyone in Iran is like, why are you speaking Farsi? Your mom said you couldn't speak Farsi anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, I can clearly speak Farsi.
That's kind of rude.
It's rude. My parents are low-key, like, the rudest people to me. Like, they shade me so hard every time I'm around.
They're shady.
Yeah, it's like palm trees all over the place. It was, like, so shady.
Yeah, they're basically palm trees.
Yeah, my parents are human
everywhere.
Palm trees. They're just walking around looking to shade you. So, and that was really weird because, like, your Farsi's great. I'm like, thank you, bitches. It's been instilled in me since I was porn.
Yeah.
Porn.
Well,
damn
Arabs do confuse B's and P's. Is that true for Farsi, too?
No.
Because there's no P in the Arabic language. There's no P letter. They had to make one up. So, like, my mom will say, like, the beach, and it'll sound like she's saying a peach. No. She'll say peach, and it'll sound like she's saying beach. Or, like, Bebsy. Is Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah, you guys, do you guys know how to say
Pepsi in Iran.
No. But, like, they can say the P if they tried, but there's no P in the original Arabic alphabet.
Honestly, like,
they make one up.
I'm not smart enough to be able to figure out if there was.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know how to speak Farsi. I know how to speak English. I could never, like...
You don't know how to, like, read or write.
No, I... Well, not as well anymore, but I took reading and writing classes when I was young in America.
Me too. Yeah.
So, I could, like, learn to read and write. And I can start kind of write, but reading is a little harder now because, like, I can't read people's Farsi handwriting.
Right.
I could read, like,
different.
Farsi type, but, like, some of these motherfuckers out there know some, like, fucking rickety, crickety ass handwriting, and you're like, the fuck does this say?
Yeah. Sometimes I get confused when I, like, I'm driving around Glendale or some shit, and I see Farsi, because it looks really similar to Arabic, and I'll read it, and I won't understand what it says, and I'll get, like, this one time I took a picture of something in Farsi, thinking it was Arabic, because they look so similar, because it's the same letters, but... I was like, what does this say? I was like, I'm so mad I can't understand this.
And
my
mom's like, that's Farsi,
yeah,
you dumb motherfucker.
Like, copy that.
Listen, my mom can speak Arabic because my mom...
She's really smart.
...is a spy. But
she's a genius.
Yeah, my mom's a genius, but she can speak Arabic also, because she also reads Arabic, and she used to be like...
Today's my mom's
shady
birthday.
Shady as fuck. Oh my God!
I know! Today's Friday the 15th that we're recording this.
Happy birthday, Ruhif?
Ruhif, yeah.
Ruhif. I just know her name because she follows us on Instagram and likes all our pics.
She's the only Ruhif I've ever met. It's a very unique, old, old name.
But my mom has an old ass name too. My mom's name is Shahbanu, which means woman of the Shah.
Huh.
Not related to the Shah. Or my family would probably be dead if we were related to the Shah. Because the Shah's family's got some shady shit going on.
Well, your face. Shade, though.
Yeah, they're shady, too. My parents aren't shady. They just throw shade.
Oh, okay. That's different. I mentioned this earlier, but I was born here, and I was a month old. We moved to Syria for a while. So I learned Arabic, and then when we eventually moved back here, we went to Syria, like, for 1 year. It was, like, for 3 months, and then every summer after that. And then it became every other summer when it got really hard with school and stuff. But when I was back here, we enrolled in, like, Saturday school, and, like, it was, like, at a mosque, and we learned Arabic and English, and we learned all about the Quran, and obviously my parents.
You took class in a mosque?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mine was just in this Iranian woman's house.
Oh, that's interesting.
In Berkeley, she was
a
legend.
Sometimes you would go to a Muslim woman's house for, like, Quran study, basically.
Oh, my mom does Quran study every Friday with her ladies.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, they're real. They're like the, like, bitchiest Muslim squad in all of Bayer. Like, they're just, like, out there, like, oh my God, like, talking to shit.
That's really funny.
And then sometimes they do Google Hangout.
Well, because Arab women,
Quran,
like, talk
study.
A lot of shit. Like,
Middle Easterners talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Sorry. Middle Eastern women especially. Well, I guess it's just, like, the culture.
Like, have you ever been in a house with, like, your whole family without them, like, at least minimum trashing, like, 14 people?
Yeah, maybe, like, half, like, of them are your family.
One of you, like, nine of them are in the room, and you're like,
the fuck?
Like, they can hear you, and they're just like, what? You're like, oh, okay, I don't
understand
what the problem is.
Culture, like, when you go to someone's house, it's very, like...
Yeah, they try and give you everything in their home.
Very generous, very,
But the second
formal.
You leave, oof.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, shit talk really fast. Especially, like, even, like, when you're visiting someone and you like, you're at the airport and you're, like, greeting them, like, and if they're Middle Eastern, in my experience, they're like, oh, you look so tired. What happened? It's like, I feel like, or like, oh, you gained weight or whatever.
Yeah, mine is usually that I'm, like, fat.
It's very blunt. It's a very,
I'm, like,
blunt culture.
Obese, according to my family.
But it's very blunt.
I can be like, I'm 150 pounds. And they'll be like, I see 250. You're like, what? Where?
Well, that's mean.
I have my grandpa on my mom's side. My mom's dad. Whew, that motherfucker can bring it when it comes to being, like, mean as fuck.
Well.
Like, anytime he sees me, he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then one time he gave me a bag of cash. And I was like, well, okay, I'm over it. You can be as mean as you want.
Yeah, I get over that pretty fast, too. But yeah, it's a very blunt culture. And I think that's a big difference, I think, when you think about American culture versus Middle Eastern culture, because here you're supposed to be polite and, like, I mean, like, Arabs are also polite, but to each other. I mean, when you're talking to, like, a family member or something, and it's, like, just you and them, they're very blunt. Or a group of friends, very blunt. But, like, here...
They're always smoking blunts.
Here, people will, like, compliment you on a t-shirt, and they actually hate it. I think that happens to me.
How many times have you watched Mean Girls?
Too many. But anyways, back to the languages. I have a very, I really love Arabic, and my parents and, well, my parents and I and my sisters, we all have, like, a group message on my phone, like, on text, and they'll talk to us, like, in Arabic, they'll, like, text in Arabic, and we'll reply in Arabic, and, like, sometimes if I'm lazy, to be honest, I'll, like, copy and paste what they're saying and go to Google Translate.
Oh, I do that all, my dad and I and all my family, we speak on Telegram, which is, like, the Middle Eastern messaging
app. There's Viper and
WhatsApp. I do not fuck with Viper, and I don't fuck with WhatsApp, I just fuck with Telegram.
Well, my parents are going to
I'm very, like, app snob. Like, I will not download an app for you.
Oh.
Like, I will never download an app for you.
I will
like, don't you ever fucking ask me to download an app for you. I will not do it.
Okay, I get it. Anna?
I will shut this shit down.
My parents are going to Turkey and then Egypt for a wedding in a week, and...
Ooh, they don't want to go to Egypt.
Well, my uncle Remember was there. That's where the Egypt wedding
Remember
is
we don't, we're not doing anything with Egypt right now? You didn't tell your parents?
I'll let them know. They can change their plans.
Do they care about this podcast at all?
Oh my god, Anna, stop. But they're going to a wedding.
My parents aren't going to Egypt.
We all decided to talk on WhatsApp for like the pictures and stuff and all that jazz. But yeah, I think growing up, I was really self-conscious about my accent. Me and my sister, my older sister, both had an accent growing up when we talked in English. So we would have like an
You're like, hello, my name is Shireen.
No, I mean, yeah, pretty much.
The I just worst sounded like accent in the world. I apologize to everyone listening.
I mean, it was such a funny little accent that we had. And then when I would talk in Arabic, when I would go to Syria, I also had like an accent over there. So I was really self-conscious about that. And I used to not like to talk in Arabic at all because I knew someone would make fun of me for my accent.
Dude, I speak in like a Iranian. I have like a Californian Iranian accent, which my fucking family finds so fucking funny.
I know, but
like sometimes I'll say something in Farsi, and they'll just be like,
"Does that hurt your
feelings?"
You're
like, "No," because I'm like a Cali girl, and sometimes you guys speak Farsi like that, and like I just, what am I supposed to do? But they do laugh at my face, and they're like, "How cute!" And then they'll like bring people over and be like, "Speak, speak, show them." And
that
like,
used to happen to me when I was younger, and I would, as a kid, I like hated it more than anything, so I just stopped talking. But then I eventually got over it, and I started
talking.
I stopped talking in Arabic over there. I would just like not speak for like a couple years, and because
sometimes I don't speak either.
I mean. Don't speak. I know just what you see. I thought we were going to sing this episode, so I was just trying to get that going. Anna is not happy with me.
No, I was literally creep looking at you, but you wouldn't look at me.
So yeah, then I eventually got over it, and I realized that when I would come back to America, everyone would like. Most people I knew didn't speak another language, and so I realized that's like, oh, it's weird and it's cool. Like, it's cool to be weird, and I liked being able to be
Ew, it's cool to be weird?
Yeah,
Ew.
It is.
Ew, Shireen.
Be weird, y'all. Embrace your weirdness. And I think
say
it's cool.
Being weird is weird.
I say being weird is weird, literally.
For me, everything is about being really cool and really... Oh my god, my laptop is at 69% charged.
That's cool. Good job.
What were we talking about? Social security numbers being like 69.
Oh, yeah.
420 69 is my social security number.
Yeah. Someone's is out there.
Is 420 69
I'm sure. And the algorithm, the conglomerate, whatever of numbers, there's like one number out there probability wise that is that
number. So
we're
just like outing people's social security numbers.
Yeah,
well, you've got the most lit social security number too. Aw, oh, man, it changed to 70% charged.
Well, you should be happy because it's gaining charge. you can unplug
I'd rather have be permanently at 69 at all times.
I used to do that in my car. I used to put the AC on to 69 thinking it was the funniest thing in the world, even when I was alone. And then when someone would come in my car, I'd be like, haha, look at the AC. And they'd be like, what?
And they'd be like, well, Shireen, you're always wondering why you're single. And you're like,
okay, well, Anna.
JK! JK!
Let's talk about some news. We've had this article on our roster to talk about for the past like 3 weeks, and we keep running out of time, but I'm gonna let Anna take it away.
Are we already done talking about langues?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I mean. Do you want to ask me any questions? I asked
Girl,
you some
what
questions.
What do you mean ask you some questions?
I asked you questions?
Yeah, well, you run this podcast and I just show up and be funny. We
That's
know how this
true.
Works.
That's not true.
The only thing I studied for this podcast was how to look good.
Did you?
No. I'm literally wearing shorts and a t-shirt and Adidas
slides. I like
your slides.
Shirt, though. I like the Atlanta shirt.
Adidas slides.
I'm wearing Adidas shirt.
I know you are. Your whole life has been Adidas since you worked that commercial. We all know that you literally only wear Adidas now.
I just have a lot of it.
Remember when you
through.
Roundhouse kicked me in the face with your Adidas?
That's true. I did do that. I am flexible, y'all.
When I brought up your daughter that you ignored. Shireen,
if you're confused,
Shireen Jr.
We're referencing another episode that you should listen to.
Shireen Jr., if you're out there. Like her name is Shireen Jr.
I would be more creative than that.
Shireen Jr. Shireen Jr.
When I was in middle school, some dick named Grant made up the nickname Shireen Weenie. And I
Shireen Weenie?
Yeah.
That's genius. You should have never told me that.
Oh, no.
Well, my nickname...
But then I attempted to embrace it. So, my AIM screen name for, a hot second was Shireen Weenie. And then I immediately regretted it. And I changed it back to whatever it was. Shiro Hero.
Tomboy 66.
Yeah, that was weird. No, it was 666.
666.
Yeah.
My childhood nickname was Animani Portugali.
That's... adorable.
Was it? Is it?
That's really cute.
Yeah, well, certain family members who shall not be named, Merriam and Mondi, who still call me that. And it's like, hi, I'm almost 30. Let's acknowledge that I'm no longer a child. And if you continue to call me that, certain aspects of your life will slowly start to get very uncomfortable.
My family, I still like when my family calls me nicknames. I like
the red.
I have two nicknames in my family.
I do too. My other nickname is Heaney.
Heaney? Why?
Do you think I know?
Oh, okay, well.
You think I know why people call me these things?
My parents, especially my mom, she calls me Shushu, which I like.
That's cute.
It's cute.
But it sounds kind of like you might be like a very exotic dog as well. A Shushu. Like, oh my god, you got a Shushu? Purebred?
They're first. They're soft. They're very hairy, though. They
it's a Shushu boxer mix?
Yeah.
I don't know any other dogs.
Yeah, me either. It's either Shushu or my cousins, they call me Shiro. That's why my Instagram handle is Shiro Hero. Because that was my nickname for my cousin circles. Shiro Hero. But Shushu is cute. I like my nickname.
Shushu's
here,
cute.
Because there's no nickname in English for me.
Shireen Weenie.
Oh my god, I hate that I brought that up.
Yeah, no, you should never have brought that up. Because I literally just changed your name on your phone to Shireen Weenie.
Oh no!
I made an intense graphic for your ID photo to be Shireen Weenie. And
so it's just me and a dick? What do you mean, graphic?
A graphic, as in an image.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was graphic.
No, Shireen, you made it graphic. With your head.
Always go to Pornhub in incognito mode. Okay, that was just a...
Sorry, what?
Hot tip.
Yeah, well, if you're not looking at porn in incognito mode, what are you even doing? No, I've grown up now. I just look at porn on my phone. In public.
I think I always, even when I was, when I first looked at porn, I strictly was studying it. And I still do that now. I don't think I
You're like,
all
right, so say things like, oh my god, Mr. Pizza Man.
No, I'm not, come not studying. In. I'm not taking notes, you
guys
bitch.
Are always like, Shreem, why are you always trying to make me bring you pizza?
No. I'm just like, oh, is this what humans do? Is that.
Wow. Where are you from? What earthly creature have you made love to? Recently.
No.
I don't know what that was.
I'm sure some weirdo out there is going to relate to what I'm saying. But,
yeah, you're like, so it looks like humans have interactions on a personal level.
This is a topic for another episode, I think. I think I'm taking away valuable time from President LCC because we have to talk about this.
Oh, guys, I'm going to be real with you. I'm so over politics, so.
Should we not talk about it?
Have anyone noticed that, Donald Trump, is absolutely insane?
Yeah, I think we just noticed that.
Also, Republicans are so mad that he said the wall may come later.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. And then also they keep going back and forth. If he keeps being like, yeah, we totally made a deal with the Democrats. And the next day he's like, no, I didn't make no deal with the Democrats. And then they come like, yeah, wait, I did make a deal with the Democrats. And the next day he's like, Paul Ryan's like, no, we didn't make a deal with the Democrats. And it's like, you guys realize we can read other articles where you're making these completely different comments, yeah. right?
It's like Trump was like,
they think when they say something, yeah. all the other articles just disappear.
Right.
And that they're like, well, I mean, I've changed my mind. So yeah. you clearly can't go back and look at the other yeah. stuff I've said.
It's such bullshit. Because even when Trump was, like, running, he would be, like, saying things like, I never opposed this. And then, like, some, like, you'd find, like, an article from, like, 5 years ago, and it's, like, it's just clear that he's, like, lying. But, like, he would never admit to the lie, because all facts and fake news.
And also, how great was Ted Cruz liking that, like, sexual post?
Oh,
and now
God.
He's coming out being all like, guys, sexuality is totally positive, and we should all respect people's sexuality. It's like, Ted Zodiac Killer Cruz? Chill the fuck out. Since when have you been so body positive?
Yeah. I can't remember, but he probably doesn't believe in abortion, right?
Do you even think he knows what abortion is?
Probably not. Should we talk about LCC? Maybe we should. I like talking about, like, our personal stuff, but I don't want to, like...
Do you guys think we should have a Tumblr?
Yeah. Okay. So
tweet yes, tweet no, or tweet maybe.
We're gonna make a Tumblr
with no context.
I'm making it anyways. No, I mean, please tweet at us.
Also, do you guys think we should have a Facebook page for you to like? Like, I'm just like morally opposed to Facebook because they will sell ads that let you be anti-Semitic. Also, they totally let a bunch of Russians sell ads and then they denied it for a really long time. And then finally, they release all that information to Mueller for his investigation into the Russian program. But anyway,
I don't think we need a Facebook page to, in my opinion. I think I'm going to make a Tumblr for us this weekend just so we can have all our notes somewhere, all the URLs.
I know, but I kind of would like a place for everyone to have like discussions about how pretty we are.
Okay.
Just joking. I just meant discussions about the Middle East. You know, like I thought maybe you guys would like that.
So should we have both a Tumblr and
maybe we should have a closed group because we don't want no like white supremes on it.
I mean, that's just, I think we should be open.
And then ew. That just like blew your mind, didn't it?
No. But yeah, I guess I didn't think about a Facebook page before. Anna has a black blanket over her.
Why's it gotta be black?
It looks black. It's the color black.
It looks black and is black.
But it's over your head like a little hijab.
Why's it gotta be a hijab?
Oh my God. Fine. What is it? Fucking. Now it's a niqab. And now. And cover
don't
your...
Don't look at me! Okay, I'm just being inappropriate. Do you guys find this podcast offensive?
No! Says one person.
Me. The guys I work with all men at my day job. There's only four of us, so it's me and three dudes. And they recently listened to an episode of my podcast, and I guess there's a point where I go, like, ISIS!
Wait, really?
And now anytime they see me, they just go, oh, no. ISIS!
I would hate that so much.
I mean, I don't care that much. They also call me Anna Hamas, so.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the other guy's Cut Gay and Dr. Mayonnaise. We have, like, terrible nicknames for each other. And then there's also Vagina Boy. We just call each other stuff that, like, what, like basically, like anti-supremacist or anti-supremacist, white supremacist would call us.
Right, right.
We all have, like, nicknames for, like, what they think we actually are. Or not actually are, but what they would call us.
Right, yeah.
So I'm Anna Hamas slash Anna Hezbollah. I think it's funny, but now every time they see me, they're all just like, ISIS!
Oh, no. You can't,
and I just spent 3 days in Atlanta with them.
Or, like, around other people. That would just be...
Speaking of, I had a terrible experience with TSA on my way to Atlanta.
Wait, what happened?
Nothing. They just, like, would not let my bag go. They held it for, like, 20 minutes. And
why?
Then it was all over, like, mints.
What?
Yeah. And I lost my shit. And then they scanned my ID. So, we'll see how my TSA pre-check goes.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right. I'll just get into it. So, you guys know how I love Egypt and President al-Sisi. But I want to go into this thing that Al Jazeera wrote, which was like an in-depth article about what it's like to live under President al-Sisi.
Sisi. That's me saying yes, yes.
Sisi. Okay. My name is al-Sisi. I will ruin your life. Okay.
And I'm a rapper.
So, ever since he took office... office
Oh no, and it's broken. Oh God, I'm scared, y'all.
Why?
Send help.
Why are you so scared?
Can I take a photo of you right now?
I am who I am and I will never be ashamed. Okay. I have no idea what I'm doing. I apologize for how insane I've become. But it's because I haven't slept for 2 days, because the Sheraton Atlanta was kind of wiggity-whack, and my room was really hot, and the thermostat broke, and there was a tomato in the hallway on the ground. There was a tomato in the hall. There was a little tiny cherry tomato in the hallway on the ground. And you know what that told me? Something was afoot.
Not the tomato on your foot that you stepped on?
No, I didn't step on it, but I seen it.
You seen it?
I saw that tomato on the ground in the center of the hallway. I was like, who put this here?
It's a sign.
Who put this
here? It's a signal for something. So President el-Sisi.
So ever since el-Sisi took office, Egypt has been terrible. Not that Egypt wasn't terrible before. Can you say Arab Spring? But anyway. So anyway, now a bunch of activists are being arrested. More prisons have been built, and there's like super intense ongoing economic turmoil.
Not good.
So el-Sisi used to be the field marshal of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, and he was the defense minister in August 2012. And so this fool, one of the things he loved to do was do virginity tests on female activists who were arrested. So what he would do is, in order to say, like, we can't possibly rape them because they were virgins to begin with, or they weren't virgins to begin with, so they do virginity tests, which means they just, like, check that they're not virgins, and then be like, you dirty, dirty whore, and
fuck?
Crazy shit like that. So he took office in June 2014, and human rights conditions have completely fallen apart and deteriorated, and organizations.
They're reporting that around
60,000 people were imprisoned over the last 4 years.
What?
And they've built 19 new prisons
what?
In the last 5 years, 16 since Sisi took office. And a Human Rights Watch reported on Cairo's notorious Scorpion Prison, which revealed that most of the inmates were political prisoners and that they were suffered abuses at the hands of Interior Ministry officers, including beatings, force feedings,
oh,
deprivation of contact with relatives and lawyers, and interference in medical care. So a lot of them, like that Al Jazeera reporter, whose name
yeah.
is not on top of my head, like hurt himself and like broke his hand, and they refused to give him any medical treatment.
That is so fucked up.
Extrajudicial killings rose from 326 in 2015 to 754 in the first half of 2016, according to the Al Nadim Center, which is an Egypt-based human rights group that works with victims of torture. So, in 2016, the Egyptian Coordination of Rights and Freedoms released a report on prison conditions in Egypt under Sisi's rule, documenting 1,344 incidents of torture and intentional medical neglect in detention facilities and prisons between 2015 and 2016. Also, there have been reports of forced disappearances. According to Amnesty International, recording 3 to 4 disappearances a day between 2015 and 2016. That's right. So you're just like walking down the street and then poof, you do not exist anymore. But the number could be much higher because a lot of people don't really report the disappearances because they fear that something bad will happen to them. So now they have like a 2013 law that effectively banned any public gathering of more than 10 people.
Oh my god, why you can't
And if you do, you really cannot fuck around. You'll get like 5 years in prison if you do.
Yeah,
so he's going to run for a second term.
Well, apparently, okay,
and he's been silencing opposition candidates or opposition, yeah. And
so
then,
by May 2017, an ex-presidential candidate and opposition leader, Khaled Ali, was arrested, and he's a human rights lawyer, and he suggested
that
he may run for
president in 2018.
He was the main lawyer behind bringing the case against the government
to court. Anyway, so basically,
dude,
this is the same guy that Trump was like, I don't know, he's a real stand-up guy. He's a real great guy.
Dude.
So that's what it's like to live under el-Sisi in Egypt. So I know you're all like, but wait, they just got that indoor skiing range. Is that worth disappearing because you had a thought? Saudi Arabia!
And you get a car!
And you get detained! And you get detained! Everybody, look under your seat! There's some handcuffs! Put them on! You're all going to jail! To be tortured! Saudi Arabian Oprah! Torture Oprah!
The scariest Oprah.
Yeah, you go to her show and then you all just get put in prison.
It's like in this dark dimension where like everything's on its head and it's just like Oprah is like dark.
Oprah's like a fucking el-Sisi.
Yeah.
So, So Saudi Arabia, our favorite place in the whole wide world. I love Saudi Arabia.
So the new prince that we just love so much, he has been detaining critics of him.
Yeah, our best boy, Mohammed bin Salman. I always want to read it as Mohammed bin Salman.
That Salman is all spelled that way. You know that, right?
I've never learned to spell. That hooked on phonics did not work. I was hooked on crack, so it did not work.
I was speaking a weird accent from the rest of your life.
Hello. I've been hooked on phonics. And by
Anna,
phonics.
We have so much to talk about. Stop distracting me. I care.
Who cares? This podcast is a goddamn social construct. It doesn't even exist.
What?
It's a facade.
What?
Just like race is a facade. We don't exist. We're all made of the same blood and urine. You're all covered in urine.
You know, urine's sterile, so you could, like, technically drink it.
Yeah, we've all seen Fight Club. Okay.
Is that a Fight Club?
I'm wearing a cloak. It's an invisibility cloak. You can't see me.
So Saudi Arabia, there's been a wide-ranging crackdown against perceived opponents of the kingdom's new crown prince.
That's right. So Mohammed bin Salman, he's been arresting anyone who's ever had a thought against him. And there's, like, no real, like, there's no, like, connection between all the people. Like, they're not, like, part of some, like, group or anything. They're not trying to take down the government. They're, like, not trying to do anything. They're just people who have, like, just maybe whispered some criticisms about how he maybe, I don't know, like, kind of forced his way into power. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he over the last week, 16 people were held. Their friends, relatives, and associates said in interviews, according to the New York Times. So that includes prominent Islamic clerics, academics, a poet, an economist. Look, English is my first language. A journalist, the head of a youth organization, at least two women, and a prince, and the son of a former king. So all these people, they were taken from their homes unannounced, with raids of security forces, their computers, cell phones, personal papers seized. What are personal papers? That's so, like, 2004. Who has personal papers anymore?
Third world countries, bitch, come on!
Ew, but, like, Stop printing stuff.
But
am I having a stroke? I feel like I have not been able to speak at all in this episode.
Basically, a veteran Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, he said it is absurd.
Really? Khashoggi. What do you think you are?
I'm trying to be Arab American. I'm the later hyphenate.
Anyway, so it's not clear if they've been formally charged with crimes, and they haven't. Saudi Arabia hasn't publicly released any evidence that might be against them. So,
pretty crazy.
I just want to make it clear that me and Shireen do have flights to Saudi Arabia next week. Tweet at us if you think it's safe to go.
Anna just wants you to tweet at us so bad.
I just, like, really don't want you to tweet at me. All those times I asked you to tweet at me, don't do it.
It's what's it called? Reverse psychology.
I just heard from a very prominent podcaster that it's cool to say tweet at me.
Oh. Okay.
And I just want to be cool. Also, I feel like I'm just recording, like, I'm creating, like, evidence of my mental demise with this podcast. Like, every episode I've been getting more and more insane. And I don't know why I'm doing this. Soon when I'm in a mental hospital, they'll play all these back for my psychiatrist who will decide if I'm sane to stand court in prison. I mean, in prison, in court.
Point proven.
Stand court in court.
Trial.
Trial in court.
Yeah.
What am I on trial for? Well, you gotta keep listening to find out, y'all.
It's
like Shutter Island.
No, what's that podcast that got really popular, that it's about murder and stuff?
My Favorite Murder?
No, it starts with an F.
What?
It was on NPR.
Oh, Serial.
Oh, Serial. It's like Serial, but in reverse.
Yeah, I guess listen to my episode of Serial.
What? Anyways, there in Kansas, something really fucked up happened.
Okay, let's just wrap that one up. Anyway, Saudi Arabia sucks. So Shireen and I probably will never go to Saudi Arabia because, and here's the best part. Saudi Arabia is losing all their investors. Like, no one wants to invest in Saudi Arabia anymore.
Yeah,
according to Bloomberg, everyone's, like, pulling out of Saudi Arabia right now. And, like, no one wants to invest in things like Saudi Aramco.
Yeah, you vote with your money. you pay with your dollar.
Yeah, they're all like, according to Bloomberg, foreign leaders seem to be lining up to exit, not enter Saudi Arabia. Finance Credit, ergo SA, is selling part of its stake in Bank Saudi Fransi, which purports to have 83 full-fledged branches and 80 ladies sections to Saudi billionaire.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone's trying to get rid of their Saudi bullshit.
Well, good. Maybe the government will realize that people have interest if you're fucked up.
Yeah, they haven't had a big bank merger in 20 years, bitches. That means Saudi Arabia.
Okay, I want to talk about more things before we run out of time. So in Kansas, something really fucked up happened. An Iraqi American doctoral student, he was arrested along with his entire family because he attempted to deposit a large check after they sold their old house.
He was Saudi?
He's Iraqi American.
Oh, he's Iraqi, excuse me.
They lived their whole life in Kansas, basically. They moved after moving there in 1993. He took a check for the sale of his old house in Michigan, and he took it to Wichita's Emprise Bank. And he brought verification documents along with him, but a few minutes after he presented the tellers with the check, he was in handcuffs. And after he was taken outside, his wife, he discovered that his wife and his 15-year-old daughter were in the backseat of the police car waiting for him. And after they were detained for 3 fucking hours, the police called in his 11-year-old son, because they took him out of school, and they let him know that they were arrested. And they didn't even know until after they were released what...
Can you just arrest someone like that?
If you're Arab, yeah. So they arrested them, apparently, because the bank claimed they could not verify the large check, and they believed it was fraudulent, even though they had all the papers with them, and there was no reason to think, if there was a white guy, that wouldn't happen.
Also, why would they arrest the entire family as well?
Yeah.
Why'd they just arrest the
exactly.
person who's
That's
like...
That's exactly what he said. He said, let's assume I made a mistake and I gave them a bad check, Ali said. Why would they arrest my wife and daughter? That's exactly what he said. Wow. And he, along with his wife and 2 children, they're American citizens, and they've lived from Wichita from 1998 to 2008. And he was getting his doctorate in engineering from Wichita State. And he said that this arrest marks the first time he felt unwelcome in Kansas City, which is really stupid because they didn't even know why they were arrested until they were released. Apparently they didn't read them their rights or anything, and they were like crying and they were terrified the whole time, and they had no idea what was going on. So this is just bullshit, and boo to you, Wichita's Emprise Bank.
Everyone
Fuck
tweet
you.
At Wichita, what is it called?
Emprise?
Emprise Bank, and be like, fuck you!
But this is stupid, like, this would never happen to a white family, and if you guys are gonna, like, attack me on that, then you're wrong, simply.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, it's stupid.
I'm about to go take a fake check right now to the bank.
Just to, like, test everybody? So that pissed me off. Boo, Kansas City, Wichita, Emprise Bank. Also, dumb name for a bank.
Emprise
your ass.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up their Twitter right now.
And another thing that was, well, this is a good thing, but also brought up some, good things to talk about. Tunisia, it lifted a ban on Muslim women marrying non-Muslims. What did you know? That was a law that wasn't a thing before.
First of all, why are we so upset about that? They shouldn't be able to marry non-Muslims.
Oh my god. Anna, I'm not allowed to marry a non-Muslim because of my family. This is another episode.
Are you serious?
It's a rule. That's why I'm not getting married.
Wait, but isn't your sister with a white?
She's with a whitey, yeah, but they like him, and we're working on converting him slowly.
I'm with a white, and my parents have not told me I can't marry him yet.
It's really
but also,
my, dad.
My parents don't care.
My mom is really open with things. My dad is the one that's like worried we're gonna lose our culture. So I think as long
I've already erased 90% of my culture from my memory.
But I think a lot of immigrant parents are just worried we're going to lose our culture. And so for them, marrying someone that, like, shares something with you.
Like, I'm naming my son Bradley Cooper.
I think that's what they're afraid of. But so in Tunisia, They've abolished a decades-old ban on Muslim women marrying non-Muslims, and because the president is seeking to secure equal rights for the country's female population.
That's dope!
Because this whole time, Muslim men were able to marry non-Muslim women. And that's usually the case in a lot of Muslim communities, which is really fucked up and really gets me mad because there's this double standard that goes on that I'm really not a fan of.
Yeah, this law dated back to 1973, and the president, Beji Caid Essebsi, sorry, I don't know how to say his last name. He argued that the existing practice violates Tunisia's constitution adopted in 2014 in the wake of the Arab Spring Revolution. So,
yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And the president is doing shit to secure more equal rights for the country's female population,
yeah.
Which
so
is
lifted that ban, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm happy about it. Because up until now, a non-Muslim man who wished to marry a Tunisian woman, he had to convert to Islam and submit a certificate of his conversion as proof, while a Tunisian man was allowed to marry a non-Muslim woman.
A certificate to prove he's...
I know, right?
Here are my papers, Muslim papers.
The same article brought up the fact that there's still inheritance inequality in Tunisia. What does this mean? This means that even though Tunisia is viewed as being ahead of most Arab countries on women's rights, there is still discrimination when it comes to your inheritance because daughters are entitled to only half of the inheritance given to fucking sons. What? What?
That sounds about right.
Anna, stop.
I'm just joking. That is fucked up. You know what's wild? In Iran, if you get divorced, the wife gets her father's salary from the government.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's weird.
So it's like kind of like I'm trying to run a racket where I move to Iran, marry a man. No one tell my boyfriend this. I marry a man and then I get a divorce from him. And then I get my father's salary from the Iranian government. But then I live in America the whole time.
Huh. I don't know if that makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense at all. I'll probably go to jail in Iran for scamming. It's one of the reasons they want to like get rid of like dual citizenship with Iran and America.
Huh. Interesting.
So soon I might just have to move to Iran full time.
We can Skype.
Yeah, maybe.
Skype podcast?
TTYL, am I right? So, I would give you an update on the Qatar crisis, but nothing's really happened. Here's the thing. Trump is supposed to meet with Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim as of today. They're going to meet on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting next week in New York. But, yeah, we'll see how that goes. He's going to meet with leaders from Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, the UK, and Egypt. So also, French President Emmanuel Macron, he urged lifting the Saudi-led embargo on Qatar since June, and he says the embargo measures affecting the people of Qatar, in particular families and students, he is calling for it to be lifted as quickly as possible. He expressed his concern over the tensions that threaten regional stability, undermining the political resolution of crises and our collective fight against terrorism. So that's an update. Nothing's going to happen because all these people have their dicks up their own butts.
That's really hard to do, by the way.
Is
unless
it?
You have a giant dick.
Prove it. Oprah.
But something else I want to talk about that really grinded my gears.
What's
was
new?
Okay. Well, Bedouin women were misled into embroidering this gown for New York Fashion Week. This Palestinian NGO, it's saying that it was unintentionally helped fundraise for an Israeli group that was promoting Jewish settlement in the Negev, which is in Palestine. And so a group of Palestinian Bedouin women have accused an Israeli movement of deceit. Anna, stop. I'm trying to read. Anna, stop moving the thingy.
I apologize.
They've accused this Israeli movement of deceit and defamation after a local designer approached them for a partnership for New York Fashion Week. And apparently, the women that were embroidering...
Their group is called Desert Embroidery, which is a little spot on.
Yeah. They worked as seamstresses, and they worked for this association for the empowerment of Bedouin women in Negev, and they helped an Israeli designer with the creation of a dress in traditional Palestinian embroidered style. And this was showcased at a fundraiser last week in New York, but apparently no one told them that the real reasons behind the partnership, because this dress, the person that was, hold on, so this is coming from one of the leader of the NGO, and she said that we regularly receive such requests from various designers and retailers in Israel, so this was not a one-time occurrence, and we had no problem assisting him. But we would have never agreed to do this had we known from the start who he was and what and who had sent him. We feel that our end product was misused. So apparently, the mission that this Israeli group is doing is settling Israelis in this town in Negev. So it's promoting the settlement of Israelis into a Palestinian place, which is fucked up. And if you
that's
don't,
so fucked up. That's so
they
fucked
already
up.
Have resettled 33,000 people, according to the movement's website. So this is coming from the source. But the embroidered gown had received significant backlash from various social media sites. They dubbed the result as cultural appropriation because of the Palestinian embroidery on an Israeli design. So it's like when fucking Jewish people are like, we invented hummus. And I'm like, no, you didn't, bitch.
That's so dark. This is the darkest article I've ever read in my life.
It's really, really fucking fucked up. And it really made me mad because
Israelis sometimes have no shame. I'm sorry to say it, but like,
but
why?
Even so,
you have to give that land back.
Haya Noush, the director of the Negev Coexistence Forum, which is an Israeli NGO, she said herself that the movement's objective are to build a Jewish community on top of the existing Bedouin villages. That's their fucking objective.
So they're
showing
up like,
coexist.
Hey, ladies, while we take you out, could you also sew this like really yeah. great design on our clothes?
The source, the fucking director of her fucking NGO, as this Israeli NGO, the objective isn't to fucking coexist with these communities, is to build the Jewish communities on top of existing Bedouin villages. If you can't agree that's fucked up, please let me know why you would still defend that.
This is so dark.
And she continues to say,
the darkest shit.
She continued to say that the OR movement, which is the, what we're talking about right now, the mission to create Jewish towns in the southern Israeli Negev desert, it categorically does not work for the promotion of coexistence in Negev. It is an organization that consistently works for the promotion of Jewish settlement in Negev and the expansion of the Jewish population in all of those areas.
Like, my brain is fried from this. I short-circuited it.
This aspiration to increase the Jewish population in these regions, they work counter to the creation of a shared society and coexistence, which is what Israelis, like, love to claim that they're trying to do this whole time.
I just need some chocolate.
This is really troubling, and it pisses me off because you still have so many people that defend Israel, and here this like Palestinian group of Bedouin women, where like they help Israeli designers all the time, and little do they know that their designs are helping, basically like taking them out of their homes. Like, what? Like, that's fucked up. And not only that, but I'm positive that their designs weren't like credited. Like, no one knows that's a Palestinian design. Like, it's just, I don't know. Stuff like this is why Israel is doing bad things, and it just gets like put under a rug and no one mentions it until like a Palestinian makes a big hubbub about it, and then it gets like dubbed as like Palestinian like fake news or something. But in this case, it's 100% legit, and you guys should look at this article. It's from Al Jazeera. It's going to be in the show info on Feral. I'll put on the Tumblr that I'm going to make, hopefully, for each episode. We'll have, like, a different post with all the links that we're talking about. You guys can look at it and share it and talk about it and comment. It'll be great. But anyways,
this article is exactly why I drink.
This article is exactly why I hate everything. Like, what? Like, I can't really...
These designs will help destroy your homes. So, keep sewing!
I know, what the fuck? I watched the most recent Rick and Morty episode. Not most recent. It was a couple episodes ago. But they made this really, like, subtle
Please
Israel
don't bring
joke.
Up Rick and Morty.
Why? It was... Okay. Rick is supposedly the scientist that's the smartest man in the universe, and he makes this really subtle Israel joke.
I'm aware of the plot.
He makes this really subtle Israel joke, and it like implies that he's against Israel. And if he's the smartest man in the universe,
also if you guys have,
but
seen...
he's not only smart enough to be against Israel, he's smart enough to pretend he's not. So I think that's what I took away from that episode, is that
if you guys saw the most recent episode, is that not the most dark episode of a cartoon you've ever seen?
What happened? I forgot.
Every time they drop a blonde redhead track, I'm like, ooh. Also, what? I don't watch that show.
But it made me realize two things, especially in the city. If I'm against Israel, I have to pretend I'm not, and because people will start to want to hate me and kill me, even though...
Yeah, Matt, can you cut out all the Israel bit stuff?
I don't
care. Anyway, Israel 2017! I'm just joking. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't care if we leave this in.
I did no apply fear. To Birthright, so... I'm just joking. Kill me.
I'm not talking to you ever again.
What? Because I'm going to Birthright to see where my people are from and the places we've tried to destroy?
Yeah. We have talked, another episode should be dedicated to issues I have with Birthright and Israel and why that's brainwashing.
And that episode will never come out.
Well, I'll record it by myself and then I'll just delete it.
You record it from a bunker?
Yeah. Even the stuff I said right now, I'm like a little nervous about admitting to. Like, should I, is that normal that I'm scared about that? Like,
no. Because, no.
It's not, so I should be
able
to post it.
Wait, hold on, Netanyahu's FaceTiming me. Uh-oh. How did, we haven't even put this out yet.
They have ears everywhere. Matt! You're one of them!
Matt. Where's your family from, Matt?
No, stop, he's a good one.
You're looking more and more Jewish as we speak.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just joking. Look, I don't have a problem with Jews. I have a problem with Israelis trying to destroy people's lives.
Exactly. This isn't anti-Semitism. It's just about, an illogical...
It's basic human decency, as yeah. Michelle Obama has said in the past.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. First name basis. So, yeah, let's end this on a positive note, because I'm all riled up now.
Here's my positive note. An American citizen who's fighting for ISIS was captured in Syria. How amazing is that?
Out a follower, but we can end on that too.
Like, how positive is that? Like, we're catching these motherfuckers who are out there fighting for ISIS. What's his name?
He was Arab, so it's not like.
Yeah, but he was a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, because he got like fucking sucked into this bullshit lie about brotherhood and greater cause. And
yeah, you guys gotta like stop reading like blog posts and thinking you can go fight for ISIS. Yeah. Like, it's not chill.
But on a better note.
Also, his name was Muhammad Qais, and he was 27, originally from Virginia, and joined the group and later surrendered to Kurdish authorities in 2016, according to NBC News and Business Insider. He was later convicted of providing material support to ISIS and faces a minimum sentence of 5 years imprisonment. So I guess it's not that bad. You only get 5 years in jail if you join ISIS.
What? That's the longest time.
That's so funny. It's like, all right, give him five. Your bitch ass is not going to survive fighting ISIS or with ISIS. So don't do it. It's so stupid. Yeah. It's so boring. It's the oldest story in the book.
I mean, find another group of people that might befriend you. Anna hit her head. And it was funny.
I knocked myself out on my own mic stand. That
so
I demanded I
on
have.
On Instagram, we love getting messages from you guys. You guys are the best. But Amanda McCormick, I'm shouting you out. You sent us a really nice message.
You mean Emily McCormick?
Amanda. Her name is Amanda. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
But Emily McCormick is also a person that exists that I
did she
I
comment
know.
On something?
She did comment on something. But
well,
looking...
shout out Emily!
But Amanda is saying that she's white, and I'm going to quote her instead of trying to read it as me. I'm white, she says, and I love your podcast, and I tell everyone to listen to it. Good! Yay! I teach English as a second language to teenage and adult immigrants and refugees in my city, most from the Middle East, and they are my favorite people on the planet. I literally laugh out loud when you talk about your parents because my adult students are so similar. It's also great to get info on the Middle East that we wouldn't hear otherwise. Thanks for being awesome. Thank you for being awesome!
Thank you for, teaching those students and stuff.
Yeah, you're doing a good thing for good people. Because
are you looking for more students? Because I'm looking for someone to help me.
Oh my god. But yeah, thanks for sending that message and thanks for listening. I really appreciate all of you guys that listen to us, even if I'm mad a lot. Because things make me mad. And this episode was...
I just eat chocolate.
A little all over the place, but it was good.
Do you guys enjoy us?
Next week, yeah, I should be excited. We're going to have a special guest on.
Do
so
you love
tuned.
Me?
I'm trying to keep going.
Do you guys think my mental demise is cute?
Do you think my deterioration of sanity is good?
Do you guys
podcast?
Think, do you guys think I'd make a good mom?
Oh my god.
But like
stay
little,
tuned for next
little Bradley
out.
Cooper, do you think he'll survive in this
hey,
fucking
fuck Bradley Cooper.
That's my son. Bradley Cooper and Robert Downey Jr. Jr. What if I name my child Robert Downey Jr.?
Junior,
Junior, and then add another Junior, which makes no sense because his father is not Robert Downey Jr. And then my other son, Meryl Streep. Because, like, we're not gender conformative in my family.
Yeah, very progressive. But yeah, thanks for listening and for staying on the ride. We'll see you next week. Me,
is
Anna.
Is it crazy to you
guest.
That I have a full-time job and people pay me to do work? Because like, I feel like an absolute insane person 90% of the time.
And that's that.
You're going to bite that ass?
I'd bite that ass.
Perfect.
Bye.